Blog Talk Radio.
This episode of Kicking It Old School is brought to you by the Seiken Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Welcome to Kicking It Old School at KCAA Radio 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind. This is Jem here, and I'm sitting here with
Dan Hecht.
And we are going to be talking about the Masters Hall of Fame today. That's one of the things I'm most excited about, as well as the Emmys that we went to this weekend.
That was such a great event.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
And we're also going to be talking to Jeff Spain from Assurity Life. He's one of our amazing sponsors.
Yes,
he's going to be
is.
Sponsoring the Masters Hall of Fame. And he's got some good information for dojo owners and insurance, and he can answer all those kind of
questions. Anybody that needs insurance, for that matter.
Yeah. Let's see. We are also going to be talking about, let me see, Archangel has an event coming up. Let me see, Rick St. Clair has a seminar coming up.
Bob White
has an event this Wednesday seminar, so we will get you all that information, as well as William Ford. He's doing a fundraiser. He's doing a very interesting fundraiser. So we will be having him on the show probably next Monday, but just to kind of get people situated also, as well as the upcoming fight. You know, Ronda's going to be fighting on July 5th, so right. I'm looking forward to that as well. So.
Did you get tickets yet?
No, not yet. Why, did you get them for me yet?
We're working on that.
Anyway, so let's talk about the Emmys. What do you think?
My gosh,
so we went to actually the Pacific
time.
Southwest Emmys.
Yeah, it was down in San Diego, Mira Loma, I think, exactly. Kamatoy Media
Mira Loma, Mira Mesa.
Mira Mesa, I'm
Mira Loma's over here in the hood.
Is it good? I'm used to the hood type stuff, so it definitely wasn't the hood where we're at. That place was gorgeous. What did you think of it?
Yeah, well, I like it because I go over there. I go to Miramar to the air show over there. I'm, you know, particularly fond of that myself.
Right.
So, so that was a lot of fun as well. It was funny because they kind of smuggled us in with David Kamatoy. David Kamatoy is the media group that actually will be covering the Masters Hall of Fame. And if I haven't mentioned it already, we're going to be having that on August 1st in Long Beach.
That's going to be a Friday night.
And that's the dinner. The dinner is Friday night. It's going to be in conjunction with Ed Parker's 50th anniversary international championships.
Right.
And on Saturday we have this amazing list of workshops, and we'll be covering that a little bit later too, because if you guys haven't checked them out, you can find it on our Facebook. And if you haven't already, like us on Facebook. Don't follow us on Twitter yet, because I have to work on that. He's added that to my list again. He's growing there. But anyway, yes, like us on Facebook. And if you can't get information on the Masters Hall of Fame Facebook, you can always find me, Jem. And hit me up there, and I will answer all your questions about the Masters Hall of Fame.
You can also go to the website at mastershalloffame.org.
Yep. It has all of your past inductees, mm-hmm. and it has a store there, and you can buy, like, really cool stuff like geese and rings and belts
good stuff.
And
really
all
good
kinds
stuff.
Of stuff. So, yeah. Anyway, so what were we talking about?
We're talking about the Emmys.
Yes, the Emmys. It was crazy because, like I said, we went with David Kamatoy, and we had to go out there, and we were doing my last show because I have a regular show. It's kind of this edgy lifestyle, pop culture kind of thing.
When she says edgy, she really means edgy.
Whatever. But I had to go do my last one because I'm going to be taking on a Monday through Friday show, which is going to be lots of fun. I'm so excited about it. So we had to go do that over at the studio. We rushed in at the last second, and we're trying to get everything together. And then I had, like, my makeup on, but I had, like, a T-shirt. And it was just crazy.
I was going to take pictures, but she said she'd shoot me. So
I don't let him post pictures because he – oh, my gosh, forget it. Anyway, and we went to the event – and it was really spectacular.
Yes, it was.
It was.
I
met some amazing
people.
Yeah.
Yeah, some really good people.
Yeah, there was great people there.
Tuvok was there.
Who?
Tuvok from, I don't know his real name, but he's Tuvok on Star Trek.
Oh. I don't even, you know what, I'm not going to lie. Unless somebody buys me a drink, I don't remember them. I mean, I know that, okay, I remember, like, I guess that dude, Rusty Nails.
Right.
He was, like, playing around and joking with me for a long time. I don't really know who he is. I just know he was, like, the MC there or whatever.
Right.
And then Sean, the gentleman, the photographer we met, he also was nominated, too. Did you know that?
No, I did not know
that.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah,
so he's the photographer and
he said that he didn't want to sit there. He couldn't sit there and wait and stuff like that. So I didn't even know that. So when I was looking for him, I guess. I don't know if his category came up, or I don't know if he won anything or what, but yeah.
That's so very cool.
I know. So he took a lot of pictures of me, too. And then the shoe lady took pictures.
Right, right.
And I'll remember her name, give her a shout-out.
She got interviewed on the red carpet by Cometoid Media Group.
Who did?
You did.
Oh, yeah, I did.
It was funny. She made fun of me. That's not very funny, though.
I make fun of everybody. It's so funny. No, I mean, I'm just, it's all lighthearted. It's so funny. I told Dan at one point, I said, wow, this lady that was holding an Emmy said she liked my dress. I felt like telling her $20, Goodwill, you know?
Funny.
Yeah, but it was definitely experience. Thanks to David and everything. We have posted a few pictures, and I hope we can do it again pretty soon.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get to go to the next one. It's a phenomenal event. If you haven't had a chance to go to the regional Emmys, it recognizes our local talent, not just the national talent, but the talent that's that impacts our lives. So that was really kind of cool.
The really cool thing, too, well, I mean, that over there is covers, I guess it's Arizona, what else?
Pacific Southwest.
Yeah, well, I was trying to give them, I already said that, I was trying to give them.
I don't know the states.
Okay, never mind. anyway.
You're supposed to keep me track of that. You know, keep me up to date.
I know, it's a lot to keep track of. But anyway, it covers that area, not the LA area. And one of the reasons that we actually went out there, too, was because we are going to be taking on this endeavor where we're going to be doing entertainment awards for martial arts movies. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to talk about that a little bit. Maybe we'll probably have to talk about it a little more after our break. But it's really exciting because martial arts is just kind of taken on this.
They call it emerging market. It's pretty cool.
That's not what I'm going to say, but that's all right. Okay, go ahead. Tell us about the emerging market, sir.
The emerging market? Well, one of our sponsors, First Data, the credit card processing, they're giving us incredible deals on signing people up for their
okay, wait. Let's talk about
emerging
keep,
data.
Okay, go ahead. Do First Data. Go do First Data. Go.
Emerging market?
Just go. Go with it. Dan, go.
Okay. This is the Dan Heck Radio Show. I'm just checking.
No. What? So, what can you... Did you not get the memo?
No, I didn't.
It was along with the no poking memo. Did you not get that one, Dan?
Yeah, I don't poke you.
Okay. Well, oh my gosh. Jeez, here we go again.
So First Data came to us with the idea of getting involved with the Masters Hall of Fame to reach the karate schools because martial arts, in their eyes, is an emerging market. There's a lot of business going on in the martial arts world, and they want to be a part of it. And so the emerging market is what we're working with.
Anyways, we're going to be taking a break right now, and when we come back.
I guess what you wanted to say, right?
Are we ready for our break?
All right,
we are going to take a break. This is Jem and Dan, and this is Kicking It Old School at 10:50 a.m. KCAA Radio, the station that leaves no listener behind. We'll talk to you in a second. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, I'm Restita De Jesus.
And I'm Robert Deal.
We're the founders of the Seika Network on blogtalkradio.com.
And we've got some great events that we'd like to share with you.
On July 6th through the 11th, 2014, the International Tai Chi Chuan Symposium will present an exciting event where 5 Tai Chi Grandmasters, each representing the traditional Chen, Yang, Wu Hao, Wu, and Sun styles of Tai Chi, will share their knowledge and skills. Tai Chi practitioners from all levels, including beginners, will benefit from this opportunity to learn and practice directly with the Grandmasters. The 5 masters that will be teaching at this event are Chen Zhenlei, Yang Jun, Zhong Zhenshan, Ma Hai Long, and Sun Yongtian. You don't even have to be an experienced Tai Chi practitioner to attend. Whether you're a health promotion planner, healthcare provider, personal trainer, martial artist, physical education instructor, or school administrator, all are welcome to attend. Don't miss this opportunity to train directly under the masters. For more information to register for Directly from the Source, just go to www.taichisymposium.com or you can email info@taichisymposium.com.
Welcome back to Kicking It Old School at KCAA Radio 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind. This is Jim here.
And it's Dan. And we were talking about, as we come back, we're talking about how the emerging markets and martial arts are going. And, you know, the martial artists are going in so many different directions right now. There's movies, there's seminars, there's the awards banquets, just a bunch of different stuff. Kind of what we're seeing in the martial arts community is a lot of martial artists are really stepping up in that area. What did you think?
Yeah, definitely. There's so many movies, and they're so well received now. I think it's great. I think it's great. So, you know, that being said, since they are becoming more and more common, we want to be able to have an avenue to acknowledge them. Yeah, to acknowledge them. Because, you know, I mean, well, we've always had stunts and stuff like that, you know, and stunt guys and everything. The whole thing is that, you know, it takes so much more. You know, it's not just a stunt. It is the movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and they just seem to cross paths a lot. I know we were also talking about how as far as crossing paths, you know, the military as well, because I know we talk about some things that are related to the military and police and so forth, and they just all tend to have these parallel values and things mm-hmm. like that. So, yes, we will be having our Masters Hall of Fame. That's going to be in Hollywood next year, right?
We're working on moving our event to Hollywood.
Which will be really exciting. And then at that point, you know, that's just one of the steps we're going to be taking to be closer to where we need to mm-hmm. To make this happen. So I'm really excited about that.
Yes. Speaking of the new merging market, as we say earlier, there's a martial arts kid movie come out by Cynthia Rothrock and Don Wilson.
Right.
So that's they're down in Florida right now shooting it.
Yeah, they're filming at Cocoa Beach.
Yep.
Yeah, and so I know Jamie was over there too, spending some time over there as well. So
and he got a little cameo role.
Awesome. There are a lot of movies. I know we talked to Bo Svenson as well. Mm-hmm. That's judo related, and there's just a huge
Don't call me
list.
Sir. I can't wait to see that one.
Yeah.
That's gonna be an A-type movie though, an A-style movie, I think.
So
big budget, you know, $4 or $5 million budget.
Also, the Master Health Fame we've had this great opportunity with so many sponsors that are coming on board. They're seeing the value of the event and the organization itself, and we're going to be talking to Jeff Spain. I believe we have him on the line. He's from Assurity Life. And we're just really excited, and you know, I know this is kind of a weird thing to say, but the Masters Hall of Fame currently does not pay all of the expenses for their inductees. And
that's correct.
Since we're growing, and you know, sometimes people say, "Well, if I had to pay for anything, I don't want to go." I get that. Nobody gets that more than I do. However, we're trying. We're really striving to be able to cover the expenses for all the inductees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't do it as like a money-making kind of thing. You know,
actually, all the money that we do make goes to charity for the most part. I mean, we do have some expenses, but
right.
You know, the proceeds go to charity.
Uh-huh. And so we're really working to get these quality sponsors on there so that we can cover all of those. It's
right.
Going to be great.
You know, I was talking to a buddy of mine from the NBA. He said, do you know what it costs? An inductee for the NBA?
How much?
$10,000.
Do they have to pay that?
They have to pay that.
Well, they make a lot of money, too.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like it's all relative, so it might be the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it might be the same.
Right.
But, you know, I thought that was really intuitive that the professional sports Hall of Fames, you know, you got to guarantee.
Yeah, even in there.
Seats.
Exactly,
yep.
Exactly.
So.
And, you know, the thing is, too, is a lot of we have the greatest ambassadors, I have to tell you. How many ambassadors do we have?
We have 30 ambassadors. Not all those are active this year, but we have 30 total ambassadors. And, you know, for the people who don't know what an ambassador is, they go out and promote the Masters Hall of Fame into the martial arts community, and they nominate worthy martial artists.
It's so great, and they really, really have to work hard because they're not local. I mean, a lot of these people come from so far away, and it's really great that, you know.
We got guys coming from Europe and South America. And I mean,
Israel.
Israel, yeah. They're coming out to support the Masters Hall of Fame. We don't pay them to come. They just show up. It's really great.
So that being said, we're going to talk to Jeff Spain and his organization, again, Assurity Life, and is he there? Is he there? You got him on the line?
Yes, I'm right here.
Hey,
hi,
Jeff.
Thanks for joining us today. We know you're really busy.
Yes, I'm excited to be with you guys. This is a great opportunity, and I was looking forward to get on the phone with you guys.
Yay!
Super.
First of all, I want to say thank you for supporting our organization. Can you kind of tell us how you came across Masters Hall of Fame?
Well, yeah. We Was working with Herman Hernandez about with some insurance solutions for some of his team, and we got to talking about his background and my background, and we found a connection with his martial arts background. And I came from a very extensive collegiate wrestling and coaching philosophy and career, and you know, Herman's passion and intensity and energy just came across in our when we were discussing things, and so that's how we got into what he was doing. And he brings that same passion that he has for the martial arts community into his business.
He's got that guy's like overflowing with passion.
Yes.
Okay,
it's contagious. Yeah,
well, I was gonna say,
you gotta see us when you get together, man. It's like a whirlwind.
It's scary. I have to wear like a helmet and stuff because these guys are crazy. But anyway,
she's trying to keep notes. It's funny.
Anyways, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, that's just how we kind of hooked up was that emotion and the passion he brought forth. I knew you get that feeling of because it's a family. It's a way of life that he brings into it, and we share that same connection. So when he told me what you guys were doing with the Masters, I said, we'll count us in as a company. We want to help any way we can. And we plan on coming out in August and being a part of the presentation and so forth.
So let me back up a little bit. You were talking about your wrestling background. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, you were a pretty significant wrestler in college.
Well, it goes back a long way, about 50 pounds ago, I think.
and a
full head of hair. I know I've lost hair and gained weight. So, but
that's all fixable, you know. I'm just letting you know. That's like minor in
Shot
the scheme of things,
blade.
Okay?
And you know, my college coach, Mike Denny, he was a black belt in judo. So we would we'd wrestle, and then he had a dojo that we'd go and work on throws and arm locks and choke holds. And there's nothing like being choked out once to let you really know what mixed martial arts is about. And, you know, we're all too tough to tap out, so we all had to get choked out at least once. But so that's kind of my background where we came in. That was in the mid '80s, and I was a college coach for a while, and then of course my son wrestled and so forth. So it's like I said, it's part of your. It just becomes a way of life, and it's part of your Bushido, the way of the warrior. Mm-hmm. Just transcends the sport and becomes a way of life that we grew up with.
I agree. It's a whole lifestyle change, you know, as well, and especially with this whole MMA thing. I mean, that's what it's about. You know what I mean? It's all these things coming together. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And you've got that. You know, wrestling is one of the foundations of mixed martial arts, UFC and so forth. So you see a lot of. We've never had a sports, you know, basketball, football, baseball. They become professionals now. We finally have something that our wrestlers can get into.
Wait, what about WWE? No,
well,
not
you know,
WWE.
I just never got into the three ring thing. I like the octagon far better than the three ring.
Okay, gotcha.
So how did you end up getting into insurance?
Oh, man, you know, nobody ever plans on getting into insurance. When you graduate from high school, nobody ever says, I'm going to be a life insurance agent when I grow up. and I was one of those. You know, I started out in 1986. I was a chiropractor.
Wow.
And I damaged my elbow, dislocated it pretty severely, training, and I had I tore a nerve in my arm, in my hand. And I lost permanent hand disability, and found out pretty quick there wasn't much of a market for a one-handed chiropractor out there. And so that's how I ended up getting into insurance. I did not have disability insurance. And so even though I could no longer practice chiropractic, I still had to pay back my student loans. And I got into sales and found out that I enjoyed that and became quite good at it, and then got into with the company side here with Assurity about 3.5 years ago.
Outstanding.
How'd you run into Assurity?
You know, I sold my practice, sold my business, and I worked for a bank group, and then Assurity had a vice president of sales position come up, and I'd sold some of their products, and we started talking back and forth, and so convinced my wife this is the next step in my career change, so that's what we went and did.
Very good.
Yeah.
So
a lot of fun.
Assurity is, like we were saying, we have quality sponsors coming on board to support us. Tell us about Assurity, because I read up on it, and there's like some amazing things about the company itself.
Well, you know, we're a 125-year-old mutual company, meaning mutual, we're owned by our policyholders, not by stockholders.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that you're a little bit more of a conservative company. in your underwriting philosophy and so forth. But they've really invested strongly into the company. We just built, moved into a brand new building in 2012. It's one of the LEED certified buildings. LEED meaning leadership in energy and environmental design. We're very, very proud of our building, and it's designed to reduce operating costs and conserve energy and water, reduce greenhouse emissions and so forth. And we're really proud of what we've done. It's the second largest LEED certified building in Nebraska. And we're also the number two company to work for in Lincoln, Nebraska. We've got a team of 400 people here in the office.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. That's
and we're just very proud of what we do and who we work for. We've got a great leader in Tom Henning. He's got a great vision for where he wants to take the company, and it's just been a lot of fun to work with these guys. And
are you guys hiring?
Well, yeah,
always hiring agents, right?
I got to move to Lincoln, Nebraska. It's a little different than you guys have.
Yeah, well, Lincoln, Nebraska is probably a lot better than the desert that I live in. So, anyway, so tell us about LEEDS, because I know a little bit about LEEDS, but it's a pretty significant undertaking.
Yes, it's internationally recognized green building certification system, and it takes a lot to get into it. You know,
right.
It goes through architectural and sustainability, environmental responsibility. You have to go through a lot to get LEED certified.
Yeah, I recently did a class that involved me doing a little research on builders that are LEED certified. So I was pretty impressed when you told me you were LEED, when I found out that you were LEED certified. That's pretty impressive.
Caller.
No, go ahead. It's just one of the few, usually when you picture life insurance buildings, you think of it looks like an old federal government building, kind of old and archaic and kind of dinosauric. But this is a very modern, and, our desk rise and low, so if you want to stand up at your workstation and so forth.
Yeah.
It's all cubicles.
Wow.
Our CEO is in a cubicle.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it's just a really neat functional facility.
Very cool.
I know this is I don't know if this has anything to do with anything, but I think it's really significant because I know when I was looking over your insurances and stuff like that, they have like the cancer thing and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But those are really connected. You know what I mean? What
mm-hmm.
we clean our house with, the pesticides and all that stuff. That's really significant in cancer right now, and people, I don't think they really pay attention to it as much. So I think it's really cool that you guys took that on. I think it's really, I think it's a very important part of the puzzle.
Hey, it looks like we got a caller.
Yeah, we have Derek from Santa Ana actually has a question for you guys.
Hey, Derek from Santa Ana. Thanks for calling.
My question is, how is it, the insurance program, how would that benefit karate instructors and business owners?
Great, Derek. I'd like to answer that for you. There's a couple things from my perspective of what insurance can do. There's several types that you're going to need as an owner of your own gym or your dojo or even any type of a small business. And you can buy property casualty insurance, which most of your mm-hmm. banks will make you require it as part of their mm-hmm. if you get a loan,
right.
In case the building blows up or blows over, they want to be reimbursed. But from my perspective, and I kind of alluded earlier with my hand disability, we're taught to insure the things that we purchase, the home and the auto and the business, but
right.
we're not really taught to insure ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found out when I became disabled, it didn't matter. I couldn't make my house payment anymore, my business payment, because I didn't have a hand to work with. And if
right.
I would have had disability insurance, I would have been able to continue to make my payments. So, one thing I'm really in favor of is disability insurance, because I call it paycheck protection insurance.
Right.
Is that the truth?
So I'm a real fan of that, and of course I'm a real big fan of life insurance, and I always say you don't buy life insurance until you love somebody and you don't want to pass on debt. You want to make sure your wife and your kids are taken care of.
Right.
So,
right.
And there's several types of life insurance you can purchase, from term to whole life and so forth, which is a whole different discussion. But
mm-hmm.
those are the two biggest ones I think I would look at, Derek.
Okay.
And then of course you have to have some liability insurance in case somebody slips and falls in your facility.
Yeah.
You can
replace that's the whole part of karate is slipping and falling.
Yeah. You can replace a window, you can replace a building, but you can't replace, the cost of a liability, a lawsuit, and then the legal fees that are associated with it. So I'd go with those three to start off with.
We're going to have to take a break pretty soon. Did you have another question before we moved on, sir?
No, I don't. Thank you so much.
Okay,
thanks for calling in.
Jeff, we're going to take a break, but can you tell them right now before we take that break where they can contact you?
Well, you know, we work in your area. We work through Herman Hernandez with Preferred Employer Solutions. We don't deal directly with the consumer. We go through agents like Herman, and his number is 866-309-7267.
And what is the website for that as well?
That I do not have.
We'll get that when we come back from our break. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. Stay on the line, Jeff. We'd like to talk to you a little bit more. This is Jem and Dan at Kicking It Old School, KCAA Radio 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
Hello, California. This is Grandmaster Eric O'Neill, the Lion Man, here with Dan and Eddie kicking it old school.
Welcome back to Kicking It Old School. It's Dan and Jem. We're talking to Jeff from Maturity Life, and Jeff's got a great background. I got to meet him when we were talking about him becoming a sponsor, or Maturity Life becoming a sponsor, and some of his stories about his wrestling career. Jeff, I know we're going to digress a little bit, but
yeah.
Your wrestling career, you were a pretty beastly guy.
Well, yeah, we always get better the older we get. So,
especially when we talk about it, right?
Yeah, I was never an All-American status. I was injured before I could get that state, but I wrestled with some very classy people that have made a big impact on my life, and I think that's been more to me than wins and losses is the people that the sport got me involved with, and I think, you know, in the mixed martial arts community as well, it's more about, again, it's the friendships and the family that you create than actual the wins and losses.
Are you training with anybody in the MMA world right now?
No, I'm not. You know, I'm kind of old and feeble. I take it that way. I'm trying to get the golf thing going, and I suck at that. So I ride my Harley, and I kind of hang out that way.
Okay, sounds really good.
Yeah.
We've got a couple more questions related to Assurity, and Jem's got them on her laptop there. So tell me what we're going to talk about. Don't you?
No. but
she's lying.
I do have a random question.
Yep.
You could take out a life insurance policy on other people, right? I know that sounds weird right now. I just had to ask that.
Well, you have to have some type of insurable interest.
Okay, cool.
So, like, I couldn't just take one out on you.
Like, if they owe you, like, $1 million in child support or something like that, could that work?
Well, that could work, yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm just asking.
You and Dan working together could take one out on each other, so.
Oh, that would be good.
Oh, that's not a good thing. That's definitely not a good thing.
Okay, maybe not. All right.
It might kill me.
Okay, so. And do you have to, like, do they have to know about it or give you permission, or how does that work?
Yes, they sure would.
So you just can't.
Otherwise, you'd be running over Dan in the driveway.
You can't take one out on the transient on the corner that's drinking himself to death, is what you're
that'd
saying?
That would be cool, huh?
Right, right. Yeah,
I'd be all
right.
I'd be living out of that, huh?
That's pretty funny.
Nobody'd want to know me.
That's funny stuff.
Oh, God.
So what do you got planned for the Masters? You're coming in with a bunch of people or just by yourself?
No, we got a couple of people coming in. I think we're going to have a little booth there at the Masters, and then Herman's going to take me to the banquet that evening. Really looking forward to that.
Super.
I don't know if I can still fit into my tux, but I'll give it a try.
Aww. You know, there's a lot of people that you can, like, work out with. I don't know if you know that, but there's a lot of people around that would be happy to help you out.
Herman still runs training sessions with pretty significant people, and you see this guy. He's got, like, 20-inch arms, 22-inch arms. He's an old guy like me, so.
I hate that word, old. It's killing me.
It is
killing me.
So, anyway.
Well, thank you for taking the time to call in today, and I can't wait to meet you. And
yeah, I'm looking forward to coming, and I really appreciate you guys doing this and promoting the Masters, and I look forward to coming out and seeing you all.
You know, we really appreciate Assurity Life seeing the value in martial artists and organizations and what we can do together. So that was a pretty significant step for our organization is to get a mainstream sponsors, and we're getting several, so that's a good thing.
Oh, I did think of another question. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
What about, like, as far as event insurance or insurance,
that's
like, for like tournaments and things like that?
Well, I know that kind of stuff's out there. That's not my specialty.
Okay.
But I know that there's special event stuff out there from participants to the liability exposures that you would face. You're
okay.
Correct.
Yeah. I think Herman actually sells that stuff. We've talked about it before. So.
Yeah, and I've got Herman's website address, too, if you don't have that.
Yay. Well, go ahead and do your shout-out with your website and your phone number and all that good stuff.
Okay. So
oh, wait. He just texted you. My
did he text it to you? He texted me, too.
Go for
www.pes-ibs.com is Herman Hernandez.
Thanks, Herman, for listening. One of our few listeners.
He was gonna call in and pretend that he wasn't him. And I was like, oh my gosh. Okay,
don't
for
do
one
it.
Thing, he's got that voice that you just know it's him. The other thing is, I wouldn't understand
right.
what he was saying.
His voice and his smile, you know it's Herman.
Well, for the people that don't know, Herman is our vice president of special relationships, and he's done a great job this year.
Fabulous job.
Yeah, just phenomenal job.
We appreciate you too, Herman.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you calling in. And,
okay.
Enjoy the rest of the day.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was a good interview.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
It's late there. It's like 7:30, almost 8 o'clock there. He's been waiting around all night to do this interview. So
oh.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. It is. So tell me a little bit about a little bit more about your board members. You were talking about, I just call them German. I know that's cheesy, but go ahead. Tell us a little bit more about like your board members and the people that help you there over at Masters Hall of Fame. Because I know I don't help you, so
oh my gosh.
Forget it.
You know, just she drives me crazy, but she keeps me together. So Gemma has been working with us for this year, keeping me organized, which is a feat in itself. But Gem is my executive assistant. And
I didn't want you to talk about me. I want you to talk about the other people.
Well, I'm starting there. I'm starting at the top. Talking about you.
Uh-oh, he must have a long list of stuff for me to do.
So she started out doing that, and she ended up on a radio show. I don't know how that happened. So
you invited me.
I invited her as a guest, and she just stayed. You know how that works.
In other words, don't invite me over as a guest.
So, and then we got Bob White. He's our senior vice president. We've got Jeremy Hernandez that is our vice president of special relationships, and he does the South American connections too. We're going to Venezuela either next year or the year after.
I'm excited about that.
That is going to be huge. The Black Belt College in Venezuela asked us to come down, and their martial arts program in South America is just phenomenal. The government supports it, so it's really good stuff. So we're going to Venezuela, and looks like we've got another vice president that we have alumni relations. The people that have been inducted before, we call them our alumni. We got a vice president of alumni relations, and that is Greg Wooldridge, and he's out of Chicago. Then we got David Dye. I forgot to talk about my sensei, David Dye. He's the president of the Masters Hall of Fame. I'm the CEO and the chairman of the Masters Hall of Fame, and David kind of keeps me together. He's been around the Masters Hall of Fame since the beginning. I actually bought the organization in 2006, and I just kept Sensei Dai on as my right-hand man. So, you know, he works for me but tells me what to do because he's my instructor. That's
I like
works.
Him already. Tells you what to do. Cool.
Yeah. Kind of like you.
He and I are going to be good friends.
Like that whip, right? So that's the key people, and then the key executive committee, and then we've got Alfred Akitas, he's the executive to the board of advisors and executive to the ambassadors, and he is from the famous Akitas family, and he works with the ambassadors to make sure they get all their stuff together.
That's great. Now, if you wanted to become an ambassador, what would you do?
Well, to be an ambassador, you have to be an alumni first. The first thing is you have to be involved in the Masters Hall of Fame, and show interest into the organization by supporting it. Coming to the events, supporting the Masters Hall of Fame. We've got great things out there. If you ever go to the YouTube and YouTube Masters Hall of Fame, tons of people put out videos on the Masters Hall of Fame. I have nothing to do with them. They're not mine. They're just people who are doing it on random. So those are the kind of people we look for. And we have about 30 that participate with the Masters Hall of Fame in different levels.
So if you wanted to become an ambassador, what would you do?
They'd contact Jim.
Oh, all right. So contact me if you want to be an ambassador.
You have to be an alumni, and you come on board, and basically you nominate, you search the world for significant martial artists, and nominate them and get them to the Masters Hall of Fame, basically.
I know we were also talking about Switzerland, right?
Oh yeah, that's still up in the air, but we have one of our alumnus. He comes back. He's been back 3 years in a row from Switzerland. He wants to do an event in Switzerland. So we're going to talk to him this year at the Masters Hall of Fame to kind of put that in motion. So
now, going back to the Masters Hall of Fame, who is our keynote speaker? You want to talk a little bit about that?
Oh, gosh. You know, this is the fifth. Thank you. That's a very good question. This is the 50th year anniversary.
I do that a lot.
I know.
I have good questions.
Yeah, that's why we pay you off. This is the 50th year anniversary of Ed Parker's karate tournament, and for the people that are listening that don't know who Ed Parker is, he's one of the founding fathers of American karate. It's 50 years old. He had a tournament started. It's where Chuck Norris was discovered. It's where Bruce Lee was discovered, where everybody was discovered, really, in that era.
I was discovered there.
Were you?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I would, if we were on a different show, I would say something else. But,
okay. Good thing a break's coming up. Now I can smack you upside the head.
So, Ed Parker Jr., there we go, I guess got slapped again. Ed Parker Jr. is Parker Sr.'s son, of course, and he'll be our guest speaker. But Edmund Jr. is a not just a martial artist, and he has his own martial arts system. It's called Paxil, but he is also a phenomenal artist. I don't know if you've got to see any of his artwork, but my gosh, this guy is talented.
I saw a little bit at Dragon Fest, but he will be also doing our certificates as well, right?
Right. Thank you. We struck an agreement. Another great question.
Check.
you don't get paid per good question, sorry.
I'm just waiting to get paid. Shoot.
So we struck an agreement with him that he's going to be handling the certificates for the Masters Hall of Fame, and his certificates are beautiful, as well as the association that each certificate will be numbered, and it's a specific certificate from Ed Parker to the association and the Masters Hall of Fame.
Very cool. Now, I know we're going to be taking a break right now, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the seminar schedule that we have set up for the Masters Hall of Fame on August 1st in Long Beach. You want to do that, Dan?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. So this is Jem and Dan, Kicking It Old School, KCAA Radio, 1050 AM, the station that leaves you behind. No, I'm just kidding. We'll be right back.
Bye. Kicking It Old School.
Why can't you say just what I want you to say?
Master Bob White, and I listen to Kicking It Old School with Dan and Ed on KCAA 1050 AM.
Welcome back to Kicking It Old School, 1050 AM. I'm sitting here with the beautiful and fabulous and bodacious Jem.
Okay, so you know he's got a bunch of stuff for me to do.
Yes,
okay,
I do.
Yeah.
Yes,
uh-huh.
I do.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about the seminar schedule. So our dinner is on Friday night at 5 o'clock, red carpet, blah, blah,
beautiful,
blah.
Beautiful.
Yay. And I'm so excited. I talked to Nick Moran's assistant today. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Big party, big party. Everybody's been telling me, hey, you know, we'll finally get to meet when we go there, and, you know, let's have a drink. And I'm sitting there going, dang, that's like 100 drinks already. Where do we sell out? What's the sold out limit there?
It's funny.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried. Anyway, and then on Saturday, if you're not too hungover, we have a seminar schedule that Robert has posted in the Masters Hall of Fame.
He's one of our ambassadors, Robert Deal. Great guy.
And he's posted that in our Facebook. So why don't you go ahead and talk about that?
Well, I can't see it that far away. But
here we go again. Jeez.
Hit control. Put on the air. Would beep, beep.
I'm sorry.
Beep.
Did you have
Do we got a delay? Do we have a delay? What? You got to be out of there, Joe.
I got that one.
Jeez.
Okay, so we have the first seminar. Hold on. Jem talks about
Okay, I'll tell you the seminar. Okay. Talk. Anyway, we have Mike Sandoz doing combat. Dan, it's okay. We can just move it closer. Combative Kung Fu, right? You want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, Combative Kung Fu, I mean, there's a lot of different variations of Kung Fu, of course. But if you've ever trained with Mike, my gosh, that guy is beastly. Kung
I like
Fu
that
is,
word today.
Yeah. Well,
is that the word of the day?
That is the word of the day. His, you know, the mic rattles when you do that. Okay, so Mike does combative kung fu. His application in the kung fu techniques are phenomenal. It's not all the show pretty stuff. It actually works really, really well.
Okay, we have, I'm just going to go down this list and you can pick whichever one you want to talk about. We have Mark Shuey, Kane Masters Kane System.
Oh, Mark, for the people that don't know Mark Shuey has a system that is wrapped around the cane. And this system is just phenomenal because, you know, the cane is a tool that you can use to get on airports. It puts you in front of the line when you want to go into the airplane. You know, carry a cane. You want to get on first. You have your cane. They'll say, come on up, old man. Come up, old lady. You need to get on the plane first. And it's also a weapon. So the stuff you can do with a cane is pretty phenomenal.
And then we have Sir Bresler doing, how do you say that, Kapop?
Yeah, it's a Israeli martial arts system, and it's like Krav Maga, but
right.
it's more ballistic than Krav, and Krav is pretty ballistic. So I got the chance to train with Jekov recently at USC, and he's still phenomenal, really good guy.
I know he has a workshop coming up too, so I'll get the details on that. That's going to be happening, I think it's like the week before the Masters Hall of Fame, so that'll mm-hmm. be pretty interesting as well. Then we have Michelle Manu.
Wow, that's all I got to say is that's the one you want to be at.
So she's doing Kalawalalu
yes.
Weapons and open hand techniques.
Yep, she is one of Alohe's top students. Alohe, I can't pronounce his last name, so I call him Alohe. One of the original martial artists. He came up in the Chuck Norris, Bruce Lee era, and